They love it. The Tigers top, number 14, St. Ernie Star, number 6, along with number 2, number 10, number 20, Lucina Hudson, number 23, number 14, and starting on the starting line of the community will be Brittany Leavitt. We're going to go with on the season coming in. And the pitch is up, and it is controlled by Eagle, and it's going to be Adamovich with the basketball. Give the right side over to Browning. Now back to May, but Adamovich over in the left corner. Back out, he goes to Barnes. He's down low, it goes on the jump. The bank shot is by Hannah Mays and Smith, and the rebound pulled down by Community. Long pass to go to Stacy. Stacy has it. And ball tipped away and coming up with it is May. Pass it goes inside. The layup is good. I got the ball in the ball so far. 3-0 here. Only 7:19 to go in the first quarter. Just started. Pressure by Eagle. Community brings it up. Coming up with it is Leverett. That's out it goes to Stacy. There's two Leverts in here, Katie Leverett and Brittany Leverett. And right now, with the ball in space, gets it over to Leverett and Brittany. Jumper is no good, and the rebound coming down with it. Browning went a long way to get that rebound. And it'll come back, and setting it up will be Adamovich. In the corner, it goes to Tidwell. And now, Julia will set it back up again. Back over to Browning on right side. They're running Mays down at the low post. Trying to get something started. Now they go down low. Now back out. Left side to Adamovich. Lob pass inside to Browning. Tipped away, but she gets it back. And they'll set it back up. 6:23 to go here in the first quarter. 2-0 Eagle. Friday night, State Farm set basketball on WCNS. Browning gets it out to Tidwell. Gets it around to the left side to Adamovich. Very slow, deliberate pace right now. Man-to-man defense by the Vikings. Back it goes to Browning. Lost it inside to Mays. About the layup. It's good by Hannah Mays. And it's pulled up in Eagle. Looking good early, and they're going to pull it away, and Browning's going to come down with it. Good pressure there by the Lady Eagle. Adamovich has it. We mentioned 7-point shot from that 1,000-point mark. That's quite an accomplishment in itself. Julia played her middle school ball in Rockvale. Left side to Tidwell. Now over to Browning in the corner. Back to Tidwell. Barnes has it. Top of the key. Jumper from the right side by Adamovich. No good. Rebound comes up with the community. Here comes Leverett. Brittany Leverett with a basketball. I dribbled for the left hand, bounced it, made a block, gets it over to the right side, over to MZ. Inside the goal, this time to Davey Leverett, and the shot is missed, and coming down with it is Barn. And a foul going to be called on community foul. That is on Casey Leverett, her first. And it'll be Eagles basketball leading 4-0 here with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Adam Otis slowly bringing it across the timeline. No hurry here. Zone defense down by the Lady Vikings. Somewhat. Now back to man-to-man. Over in the corner is Barnes. Is it out to Sidwell? Left side, Adamovich. Trying to look. Browning raising her hand. They'll get it to her. Sidwell driving. Baseline gives it inside to May. Just a low pose. He jumps her head. And a foul. Adam May's with a nice fadeaway. Short jumper underneath the basket. And the foul's going to be on Kiana Busby. Busby's first. And Eagle with a 6-0 lead and a chance to gain more. Here's the free throw line. Mays, free throw is nothing but net. Mays has 5, and it's a 7-0 Eagle to lead. Pressure by the Lady Eagle. 4:30 to go in the first quarter. Community hits away. Saves this time by Busby. Back out to Brittany Leverett. Leverett gives it off to safety. Over in the corner is Katie Leverett. The jumper from long range is no good. Rebound. Looks like the Eagles fall, but we've got a foul. The Eagles doing a good job getting back to the forge. On the defensive end. Second foul on Busby. And the Lady Eagles come back in a comfortable 7-0 lead so far. 4:11 to go in the first quarter. Don Diggins, Brian Barrett with you. Right side. It goes to Barnes. Over to Adamovich. And now, main violation, and I believe Becca Browning will forget the party goal. So the Vikings took the ball. So far, they have not scored. They've taken about 2 shots. Conceivable pressure. It's really done the number on community. Bob pass it goes to Busby. Gets it over to Leverett. They've got a 2-on-2. Leverett's going to drive, and the shot's off the back of the board. No good. Coming up with it. Browning, and now Barnes throws it away, and community has it. Coming up with that loose ball with Stacy. Over to Leverett. Sends it back to Stacy. She's open for 3. Shot good. Big pass to set by Stacy. And just like that, the lead almost 7-2. 7-3 even. On the 3-pointer by Stacy. Their first basket. And the Lady Eagles bring it up. Adamovich coming across the timeline. They're really trying to keep them from doing anything inside. Barnes, down fast to go. Sidwell over to the left side of Adamovich. In the maze, down low. No good. Sidwell. Fights it off the glass. Ashley Sidwell with the basket. Her first. And lead back up to 6. 9-3. 2:54 to go in first. Also away. Trying to find Mays. It's knocked away. And here comes Leverett. They've got a 2-on-1. Here comes Pussy down the line. Picked up by Barnes. And good defensive play there by Stacy Barnes. For being a 2-point chance, not only that, they get the ball back. Terrific play there by Barnes. 9-3 Eagles, 2:44 to go in the first. Coming up with the ball is Adam Olin. Getting signals there from Bobby Leathers over there on the Eagles bench. It's Chris Lynch. Pass pass to go to Barnes in the corner to May. Cross court pass, Adamovich, open for 3. Yes! Adamovich, and that's a 12-3, Eagle the lead. And a false open again, Mays has it, lays it up the head. Adamovich has the line for that basketball, and he's fouled by Tracy, and has a chance to pick up a 3-point play. Adamovich with 7 points, the leading score for the Lady Eagles. And now, community calls a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. Time to talk to our good friends, Dan Vaughn and Bobby Budd at Bob Park Smithing. You know, if you're looking to auction off your home, they're the guys you need to call. And they can help you and be a great service to you. Dan Vaughn and Bobby Budd, come out and give them a call. 896-2600, the number to call. Bob Budd, Dan Vaughn, your real estate auctioneer. consider it so with Bobby Burgess staying gone. 14-3 is our score here from Eagleville High School. 2:19 to go in the first quarter of play. And that was a 30-second timeout by and probably a good time to call one. Hannah Mays is going to go with the free throw line, try to pick up her 8 points. Hannah eyes the basket, puts it up, and again it's good. Mays has 8, and it's 15-3 Eagleville. And pressure by Eagleville, and they almost threw the ball away again. I think they're going to call the foul off Community, and they do. And I think it's on Inches. It is. Great hustle there by the Eagles, and they get the ball back for the 12-point lead. In the base. Over to Barnes. Inside to Browning, and they get it back and almost lose it, but Mays saves it, close it out to Adam Ovitz. Julia has it, flag side, it goes over to Barnes. Takes a couple of dribbles. Now passes it over to Tidwell. Left side it goes to Adam Ovitz. In a 2-3 zone, or really a 1-3-1, I guess you'd say, for the Community Vikings. Ball almost thrown away. Nice pick up there by Tidwell. Now it is picked away and picked up by Buzzy. Turnover for the Eagles. And they have the basketball. 15-3 Eagles by score. Leverett over to Stacey. Inside it goes to Brittany Leverett. Turnaround. Four footers good. Like that Katie Leverett, I'll get those right in a minute. There's Brittany and Katie Leverett, sisters, for the Community Lady Vikings. 15-5 our score with 1:20 to go in the first quarter. Adamovic over the right side, it goes to Kelsey Barr. Lobs it over to Tidwell. She's in between the circles, over to Adamovic from the left side. Looking for that inside play. Long pass it goes, and a good fake there by Tidwell. Goes to the baseline. Ball partially still blocked. Gets it back out. Adamovic gets it inside. Tidwell open from the corner. Good. From 12. Ashley Tidwell, their first 4 point. And the Lady Eagles being very unselfish tonight. 17-5 is four. They lead it over Community. And Leverett has it across the timeline. Brittany knocks it off of Meg of Adamovic. And Lindsay McCray going to come in for the Eagles with 23. And coming out is Tidwell. Take a breather. Over the corner it goes. Inside for Buzzy. Bounce ball forward. Stole him away. This time Adam Ovitz comes up with it. Eagle for by 12. A chance to increase that lead. Over goes to McCray right side. Fires the pass over to Barnes. To Adam Ovitz. Turn a little high-low right there with Browning. And they did get it inside to her. Becca turns around, misses the shot. Ball's going to be out of bounds. And off Community is going to be using the basketball. Underneath their basket, the Lady Eagles will get it. Seventeen-5 the score. And it goes inside to Barnes over to Adamovic. Very, very deliberate. Looking for that one good shot. There's a drive by Adamovic. Too hard off the glass. Gets her on the rebound. Shoots it off the rim. No good. And now foul underneath the basket. And this time it's going to be on Eagleville. Underneath. Fans approve that. The Community fans, anyway. Foul on the flag. The free is reversed. And that's going to end the quarter. And as Eagleville has looked very good in this first quarter, they lead it by a score 17-5 over Community. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WPNS. Thank you.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies, 904-6002.
West Coast cuisine is now in the borough.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant.
Remarkable Mexican food.
The Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant in the old Parthenon building on South Church Street.
Wednesday is margaritas 2-for-1. Thursday's karaoke night, 8 to 10.
And don't forget, wear your school colors to the Blue Agave and get a free taco if you ask for it.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant on South Church Street in the old Parthenon building.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we start the second quarter play. The Midland driving in is Leverett. And that's Katie Leverett, and she is fouled by Eagle here as we start the second quarter.
Number 25.
Becca Browning with the foul. Her first, relatively foul free first quarter by Eagle. And Katie Leverett to the free throw line. Up for the score. Katie with three. And she'll get another. Eyes the basket, puts it up, and it is in and out. And fighting for the rebound is Browning, and it's going to be off the community, and it'll be Eagle basketball. And a moment to bring it across. 17-6 Eagle. 7:43 to go in the half. Inside it goes to May. She goes, finds some deep threes, shifts it up, throws one up, and she is going to be active. She goes up. Hannah is probably outside down there in height, 3 or 4 inches by both girls, but she still manages to get the ball inside. And Ansley fouls for 3 seconds. And they still go to the free throw line. First one is up and good. Hannah with 9. The lead all scores here in this first half. 18-6. Eagle. Second one is up. Also good. Man, she is automatic from the free throw line. She has 10, and it's the 13-point Eagle lead. Pressure by Eagle. Stacey Leverett has it. Is it off to Katie yet? Leverett, almost ball. And lobs it in, and gets it over to Bugsy. Back out, and goes to Leverett. Back over to Stacey, left side. Tries to get it to the top of the feet of Bugsy. Does now, a little jump shot. So good by Ingram. And rebound Eagle. Coming down with it is Kelsey Barnes. Eagle trying to add to the lead, and Adam Overton almost threw that one away. It'll be Eagle's ball, however, if Henke touched it last. Holidays coming up, and we will be having some basketball for you. Brian will tell you about that at halftime. And the tackle by Adam Overton is good. Yes, that's the first bank three, and she's 1 point away from the foul. Leverett has it. If they'll give her the game ball or not, I don't know how they do that. Enzi, take that buzzer, ball taken away from Adam Ogden. Working one-on-one, this could be it for the left hand. He's got it. He has 8. He just reached the 5 and 4 ball.
He's ever
been
there for
1,000 career calls. Spider the season for Julia, had a moment, and now the crowd gives her a standing ovation.
Thank you so much.
I just touched there. Julia had a moment. I know her junior high coach, Jerry Chestnut, will be very happy if he's listening. And now they're going to stop and take a big
time. Now you're going to have to deal with the top rocks and all that.
And I think Dan is there. And off, and they get a picture made. And Julia's fine, and I don't know if she's going to have a different free throw or not. But I don't think it really matters at this point, Brian. And they go, and it's 24-6, and Stacy has it. Is it over left side? Actually, they didn't foul her. It just called time to acknowledge that. So the Eagles fall another turnover by the two Lady Vikings. They have really struggled getting shots off tonight. 24-6 to 4, Eagle on top by 18. 6:27 to go in the first half. Right side, it goes to Barnes. Over to Mays. Over from the left side is Adamovich. Shot no good. Rebound picked up. That's Buzzy. And Liberts coming across the timeline. Being double teamed. And now Browning going to get a little too close, and they're going to call the foul on Becca. And it's 24-6, and sitting out now will come back to Browning.
24, Mr. Craig.
Richard Ray is coming in for community. And Duke is coming in for Eagle. And Adam Overton, the founder of the community basketball. 5:57 to go in the first half. Eagleville by 18. They've never trailed and never have been in trouble. Leverett gets it out, almost taken away. Now Stacey Leverett has it from the top of the key. Jumper no good. And a rebound, however, up and in miss. And coming away with it is Hannah May. A 3-on-1. Lob to Adam Overton. How many times have they done that? Adam Overton to the basket. Adam Novick has 10. Assist by Hannah Mays, and the lead is 20. Now the ball stolen again. And Mays lays it up, misses this one, gets her own rebound. Coming up, going to put one from the corner, no good. Rebound coming down with it, and that's Kristen Ray, the community. Tries to bring it up herself, now gets it off to Leverett. Brittany Leverett has it, left side. Well, that pressure out front has been very tough. From side it goes. Bounce pass and feed. This time it's Ray with a jumper from the corner. No good. Enzi fighting for it. I think that time Busby got in there, and she's going to be hammered underneath the basket. Enzi's going to go to the free throw line.
Number 4, Nicole Duke.
Nicole Duke missed the first one. Enzi going to shoot the first one, and it's up, and it is good. Here's his first point for the night.
Brittany Parker
checked in now for Eagle. Second one by Enzi is up off the window, no good. Rebound picked up, perfectly for Barr. Boy, she has really hustled for a couple of rebounds tonight and made a good defensive play as well. Gives it off, and that is the three with it. Adam Ovitz still in the game. Kind of amazed about. Right side it goes over to Duke. Back outside to the free. Left side, Adam Ovitz. Adam Ovitz and Barnes are only starters in right now. Driving is Adam Ovitz. Gives it back out over to Barnes. I'll set it back up. 4:21 to go in the first half. The free gets a little elbow. Get her off of her. Barnes comes up with that loose ball, and she has it now. Dribbling up to the right side. Now between the circles she goes. And lobs it back out to Adam Ovitz, and they'll set it up again and waste a little bit more time here as well. 26-7 Eagle. And the ball stolen away this time. Good play by Leverett. Gives it off to Brittany Leverett, and she brings it across the timeline, being guarded by Parker. Back out, Leverett with a long jumper. Brittany, no good. The rebound picked up. This is Katie Leverett. They lob it inside, and the ball stolen away this time, and a fall to the ground is Duke. They're going to call a foul on community here. Play getting a little bit rough. State Farm Federal Force on WGNS tonight. Brought to you in part by State Farm Agent Monty King, Genghis Thrill, Dippy Shell, Bill Jr., Jewelry, Engineering, Shimalong, State Farm Construction, Local Fire Photography, Little Pieces, Pizza Pizza, Craig's Pack Service, and Agent Sporting Goods. Going to the line is the full Duke for Eagle. Free throw is up, and it is good. Duke's first point, and the lead back up to 20. 3:42 to go in the first half. They're all Eagle tonight in this thrills contest. Second one is up, and it is no good. Rebound coming down with it. It's Thompson. Gives it off to Leverett. Back to the other Leverett. Katie has it, left side. Gives it over to Ray to the right side. Now lobs it over this time. Goes to Thompson. Ball goes inside. And now another foul picked up by Eagle. They're looking at Lindsay McCray. Let's see. And that is good as all.
That's a lot of shooting.
We have a final IDC prime time session on Monday night. 2 hour show. Trivia. Little pizza. Trivia contest. We're going to have all kinds of questions. Brian is already working on his right now as we speak. He's working on something over there. Free throw is good. 27-8. Duke, take a look now. Lobs it over to McCree. Long jumper from outside. It's good. It's a first by McCree.
4-3.
That kind of came out of nowhere. It's just a bash. It's 30-8. Lobs it over to safety. Make that Katie leverage. Lob pass now to Busby. Back to safety leverage. Make that Bridget leverage. I'm going to get her name right for the night. And the bouncer inside by Ray is blocked, rebound, picked up, made. Anna just checked back in and just picked up a rebound. Lobs it over to Brittany Parker. I think that went off of Brittany. Right. It did. 30-8 our score. He's the leading. 2:39 to go in the first half. Don't forget, we'll have stats coming up at halftime for you. Also, a look at the schedule. We didn't get an opportunity to do that on the first pre-game show this evening, but we'll make up for that in halftime. And the bounce, good feed inside by community for Katie Leverage as she scores Eagles. That looks pretty good there. 30-10 to score Eagles by 20. Long jumper this time by Duke. Off the rim, no good. Tipped away by Barnes. It'll be community basketball. Four substitutions underway for Eagles. Michelle Johnson is in for Eagle. And we got another one, too, and I didn't pick her up. Here she is. Coming in is Michelle Johnson. I'll get the other in just a second. There's a jumper. It's up and good. Katie Leverett scores again. It's 30-12. Trying to get it inside the Hannah Hayes. Barnes. Michelle Johnson takes the shot to Smith. Katie Leverett comes up with it. Back to Stacey Leverett. Make that Brittany Leverett. I want to call her Stacey Leverett. I don't know why. Brittany Leverett has it. Over left side it goes to Shayna Stacey. Inside it goes, and a nice run, a little layup there. A nice layup by Christian Ray. Put that high up off the glass. No way to block that. But 30-14, less than to go. First half. Adam Ovid brings it across the timeline for Eagles. Looking down low for Boss. Posting up down there. Nicole Duke inside the maze. Turns around. He put her off the rim. And Mays, on this score, she has 12 and leads all scores. 32-14 now. Slight pressure by Eagler. Katie Leverett has it. Dribbles with the left hand. Get it inside. It's the safety. Goes right back to her. And she sets it right back in. Leverett with nine. Leaves community. And we're at 35 seconds to go in the first half. Adam Ovid inside the Barnes. Good pass. Barnes banks it off the rim. Dr. Barnes to work for his basket on a great assist by Adam Ovid. 22 seconds to go, first half. It goes to Leverett. Back out it goes to Thompson. Back to Leverett. Going for another basket from outside. No good this time. Brittany Leverett. Banks it off the glass. Good. Brittany there to pick up the loose ball and put it up for a pass. 34-18. That's the first one out of the moment. Too hard off the glass. That's the end of the first half. They're already Eagles. They lead it by a score of 34-18. We'll be back with the halftime stats. And more. As we continue with State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS, our scores, Eagle Bowl 34, the Community Girls 18. We'll be back.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, trust the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street to keep your home or business comfortable year-round. They service all major brands and in most cases offer fast same-day service. Also call 890-1311 for their duct cleaning service. Whether your need is residential or commercial, Prentice Allsup offers free estimates on new systems and carries a full line of Heil, Rood, and GMC products. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
This is Andy with Intersource. Thanks to all our friends in Bedford and Rutherford County that made 2011 such a great year. We're lucky to have a community that still understands the importance of buying locally, and they didn't have to give anything up to do it. If you have any last-minute TV, telephone, or internet needs, go to the source. We'll take care of you. From all of us at Intersource to all of you, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Here's to 2012 being the best year ever.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad, just down from the country club.
And this is Eric, having trouble passing the emissions test? It's no problem for us. We'll diagnose the problem, fix it, and drive your vehicle until it's ready to pass.
Then we'll take it through the emissions test ourselves so you don't have to.
We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Got a big bunch to feed? Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue has the answer.
Family pack is a very popular item. I think it's priced real well. The picnic pack will serve probably 8 to 12 people.
And if you have even more hungry mouths to feed?
We cater to any size group. We'll quote them a price over the phone. We have our main menu, but we would also add whatever they would like to go along with their catering.
From 1 to 1001, it's Rick's Barbecue. Two locations, on Warrior Drive behind Rite Aid and on Memorial down from VA.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts, 1970 Medical Center Parkway, and in Smyrna at the Target Center.
And across from MTSU, next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
It takes a special pharmacy to keep up with you. Reeve Sane offers the pharmacy services that keep you well and the customer care that makes you feel even better. Hi, this is Lori Sane Smith with Reeve Sane Drugstore. As your local source for health and pharmacy needs, we appreciate the trust you put in us to take care of your health. This is Lori Sane Smith, and I invite you to visit Reeve Sane and let us take care of you. 1801 Memorial Boulevard or ReeveSane.com. Reeve Sane Drugstore.
Hello and happy holiday greetings from your friends here at Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home on South Church Street in Murfreesboro. At Jennings and Ayers, we know about the importance of getting together as a family to enjoy the holidays. Reconnecting with loved ones is important. That's why at Jennings and Ayers, our family has been serving your family's funeral needs for over a century, because we understand. We hope you will enjoy the season while remembering the reason. Thank you for allowing us to connect with your family through the years. Happy holidays to your family from our family at Jennings and Ayers.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Friends, when you need immediate results, there is no better way to sell your property than with the professional team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. You don't have to wait for the buyers to come to you. With Bob Parks Auction, they'll go out and get the buyers with internet, direct marketing, radio, and other advertising. Stan Vaught and Bob Bug. Auctioneers with Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Todd's Complete Auto Care, Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine, State Farm agent Jeannie Altman, Sprint by Cellular Concepts, along with Toots Good Food and Fun, Performance Transmission, Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, State Farm agent Mel Adams, and Reeve Sane Drugstore. Scoring here in the first half for the Community Pie Queens, Katie Leverett with 9 points to lead the way. 3 points for Shanna Stacy, 2 points for Kristen Ray, 1 for Caitlin Enzi, 2 points for Brittany Everett, and Taylor Thompson with 1 point. For the Lady Eagles, it's Lindsay McCree with 3, the First Bank 3, 12 points for Hannah Mays tonight, 10 points for Julia Adamovitz, and she now has gone over 1,000 points. She's got 1,003 now, as a matter of fact. At 7 points, she would have gone for 1,000, and she never hit 1,000. She hit 1,001. So there you go. 2 points for Becca Browning, 4 points for Ashley Tidwell, and Nicole Duke had a point tonight as well, and Kelsey Barnes had 2. 12 points for Hannah Mays and Julia Adamovitz with 10 to lead the way for the Lady Eagles. Nobody in real foul trouble here, and those are stats from Bob Parks Realtors and SP, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. A reminder that tomorrow morning we have the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner live from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, will be there from 9 until 11, and then NCCS Cougar Corner from 11 until 11:30. The last show of 2011. So hope you'll join us for all of the conversation tomorrow morning. Come on out, have some great breakfast with us before doing that Christmas shopping at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. All right, a break, and when we come back, John's going to bring you the second half between the Lady Eagles and the Lady Vikings community. It's 34-18. Eagle leads. We'll be right back with State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNN.
Everything we do affects our eternal destiny.
President Lynn Watson of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
We feel like that every decision we make has an impact on tomorrow and the rest of our lives. And so we try to encourage students to think with that kind of eternal perspective in mind.
The mission of Middle Tennessee Christian School is to provide an education based on Christian values and academic excellence. Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson, and why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Stop by Bud's Tire and check out our full line of Michelin tires. And at Bud's Tire, we also do brakes and alignments, shocks, and oil changes. Hi, this is Kay Mitchell. Stop by Bud's Tire at 3600 Woodbury Road, just a mile past Rutherford Boulevard.
Bud's Tire now has the Michelin Promise Plan, 30-day satisfaction guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and limited mileage warranty. Michelin and Bud's Tire, a better way forward.
Okay, class, who wants to tell me the best thing you did this summer?
Jessica?
I went to a theme park.
I went camping.
We went to Genghis Grill!
Back to school means back to Genghis Grill. Enjoy a mouth-watering bowl made with the freshest meat, seafood, and veggies. Choose your favorites, add a sauce, and let our grill masters cook your selection to perfection. Make the grade with Genghis Grill.
For the best Mongolian stir-fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway.
Bell Jewelers, a local gem.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street, across from Toots.
Hi, I'm Doran Claiborne with Farmer Brothers Insurance. With million-dollar lawsuits and drastic increases in court costs, are you adequately insured? We can remove the fear of an unforeseen lawsuit with an umbrella liability policy from Auto Owners Insurance. We'll recommend personal protection that meets today's needs. Ask us about no-problem protection through Auto Owners Insurance. Call us at 893-5064 or come by our new office at 319 West McKnight Drive.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Red Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Prentice Altham, Heating and Air, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, the Smyrna Bowling Center, Bob Parks Builder, Sinette Teed, and the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Lastcast and Pike. We're starting the second half here. The Eagle leading 34-18. We'll give you those starting lineups for the second half in just a second. We do know that it is Adamovich, Mays, Tidwell, Crowning, and Barnes for Eagle. And getting the basket is a short jumper that is missed by Tidwell, and the rebound picked up by Community. The two Leopard girls for Community, along with number 10, Shayna Stacy. And she has the ball now. Leopard from the corner, shoots, and off the rim, no good. Rebound picked up Browning. Also, Kristen Ray is starting the second half, along with Hannah Busby for Community. Those starting lineups brought to you by Bob Parks Realtor, Sinette T, AG Sporting Goods, and Winner's Trophy. Hannah Busby commits the foul, the third for her, and the first here in the second half. Eagle leading at 34-18. If you just joined us, Julie Adamovich went over the 1,000-point mark tonight in her career at Eagle. And they had a short celebration and a big, tremendous honor for Julia Adamovich. And had a picture, a little picture ceremony, and really, really sweet thing. But congratulations to Julia as she starts the second half. Ball turned over. It'll be Community basketball. Pressure by Eagle. Adamovich all over Leverett. Brittany gets it across the timeline, over to Ray in the corner. Ray shoots by a couple of defenders. Now gets down low to Ray, and it's blocked away by Hannah May. Hannah, an extremely quick player. She went all the way back from her guard position and swatted that one away. And she was going up underneath the basket. Brittany Leverett to throw it in, gives it over to Ray. A little jumper from the 15-foot range. Scores. She has four. 34-20. Adamovich brings it across. Over to Barnes. Right side. Back out to Tidwell. To Adamovich on the left side. Trying to look inside. They're rotating down low in the low post. Tidwell back out. Barnes takes a look for that long jumper. Now doesn't. Gives it off to Mays at the foul line. Hannah dribbles a couple of, makes a couple of dribbles. Now looks. Long cross court pass to Adamovich in the corner to Tidwell. Stops. Little running jumper. No good, but she's going to be fouled. And foul is going to be, I think, on Busby. And if it is, it's her fourth. Nope. They should call it on Katie Leverett. First, second. And Ashley Tidwell will go to the free throw line. And she will take the shot here. She has 4 points. And the shot is no good. Rebound picked up by Katie Leverett. Over to Brittany Leverett. Being guarded by Mays. Now helped out by Browning. In trouble. Gets it across. No, they call a foul. Somebody reached in for Eagleville. And it's on Browning. Becca picks up her third foul. And the community will throw it in. 34-20, Eagleville by 14. It has been as large as 20. And community throws it away. The Lady Vikings have been troubled by turnovers all night long. And Eagleville will slowly walk it across. 34-20, our score. Eagleville with the basketball, 5:42 to go in the third quarter. John Dinkins, Brian Barrett will have the boys' game for you. And it's stolen this time, and a nice pickup there by Busby. Community has it. And intercepted immediately by Tidwell. Gives it over to Adamovich for three. No, short. Rebound off of Community, no. And it's going to be, yes, yes, off Eagleville. It'll be community's basketball, and throwing it in is going to be Busby. They have kind of cut this lead a little bit. They've taken about 6 points off of it. Here comes Ray. She's going to drive all the way in, lay it off the glass. Good, and it's going to be fouled. Ray, 6 points, and Barnes commits the personal. And that lead has now been cut to 12. Nicole Duke going to come in for Eagleville. It's been a kind of a slow start for Eagleville. And the free throw is missed. Rebound Barnes. And now foul going to be called on Leverett. Katie has three fouls on her. In fact, here in this third quarter, Eagleville has yet to score a basket. Have yet to score a point. And Blair DeMumbry is going to come in for community. And Katie Leverett will take a seat. The lead now down to 12 with 5:02 to go in the third. Eagleville leading, but have not scored here in this third quarter. Mays out front, gives it off in the corner to Adamovich. Julia lobs it back out to Nicole Duke. Duke. Look, gives it over to Barnes, right side. Back in the corner it goes to Adamovich. Looking for that good shot, Duke. At the high post is May. He's trying to set somewhat of a pick. Now they give it back out, and they'll start it all over again. I think they probably could stay out there all day. Duke, left side, goes to Adamovich. Working that low post down there is Browning. They don't go to her. They give it back to Barnes at the high post. Ball almost thrown away. Duke gets by. Ray now goes inside, has some trouble, throws it right into the hands of community. Here come the Lady Vikings. And Busby may have walked. He gets it inside. The lead to the shot by DeMumbrum is no good. And a foul going to be called on the rebound. And I think that is on Stacy for second. And we've got a lot of substitutions here. Kristen Brothers is coming in along with Courtney Williams for community. Trying to put some fresh legs in there. And also Jamie DeMumbrum. So that cleared the bench for community. Adamovich drives all the way in, puts it in. First basket of the third belongs to Julia. She has 12. And the lead back up to 14. That was a big basket by Adamovich. It got her in the corner in trouble. DeMumbrum gets out of it, gives it back out, and it's going to be DeMumbrum. That is Blair DeMumbrum. The jumper is no good. Rebound, however, put up and in by Jamie DeMumbrum. And it's 36-24. And Hannah Mays working on the break, and she's going to be pushed out of bounds and fouled. And that foul is on Blair DeMumbrum. Her first foul. 3:20 to go in the third. 36-24, Eagle. Community trying to make a game out of it. Barnes loses it again, and it'll be community's basketball. Eagle scored only 2 points here in this third quarter and have played a little sloppy in the on offense. Community has the basketball with a chance, again, to cut the lead to 10. That'll be the closest they've been since early in the first quarter, and she is going to be fouled. Foul is on Browning, and going to, and it's not a shooting foul, so Community will throw it in. DeMumbrum into Williams. Williams drives around Browning, now stops, and she travels. So a turnover for Community and a big one for the Vikings, and it'll be Eagles basketball. 3:04 to go in the third, a 12-point Eagle lead. And they get it to Mays. Great teamwork there. Mays bounces it down low, intercepted, but it's going to be off the Viking. But that was good defense by Courtney Williams getting hustling back for the Vikings. 36-24. Inside it goes to Mays, and an easy basket. As Adamovich found her come cutting in, and Mays gets her 14th point. 38-24. DeMumbrum has it. Community beats the press. Over to Williams. Back out to Paige DeMumbrum. Bounces it down low. Inside it goes to Paige DeMumbrum with a left hand good. And here comes Eagle. Wasted no time. Mays dribbles through two and loses the basketball. 38-26. Community trying to make a run here, and the layup is good, this time by Courtney Williams. Now, these girls have not started this game, but they have picked up the pace offensively. Ball stolen away, now Mays steals it back. She's got a girl open, that's Browning. Puts it up, misses the layup. Goes out of bounds, it will be Community's basketball. Lindsay McCree will come in for Nicole Duke. Paige DeMumbrum has it for Community. Back to Paige DeMumbrum. Over to Williams. Back to DeMumbrum. Look, gives it to Paige. Back out, left side it goes. Inside to Paige DeMumbrum. Now back out. Paige DeMumbrum has a jumper. It's open, but no good. Rebound, Adamovich. Looking for that long lead pass. Great defense by Community. It goes off of Viking. But, boy, they saved 2 points there. 38-28, that's the closest the Vikings have been all night. 1:43 to go in the third. And throwing it in will be Julia Adamovich. Pass to Barnes. Takes a look for a three. Doesn't take it. Over to McCree. Left side. Julia. Back out to McCree. Barnes open for three. She takes it. It's no good. McCree tipped it. Nice save. Adamovich will take the three. It's no good. Rebound. They're going to call an over the back on Browning. And I have her as 5, but I may be wrong. As things weren't going too swell this early in the broadcast, so I'll probably miss it. No, maybe right. Well, she has 4 anyway. Ashley Tidwell will come in. So it's Tidwell, Adamovich, McCree, Barnes, and Mays. And I forgot to tell you, those starting lineups in that second half brought to you by Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet T, AG Sporting Goods, and Winner's Trophy. 1:18 to go in the third. Ball stolen away. Adamovich hustling down his community, but Adamovich has got an easy one. Adamovich with 14. She and Hannah both have 14 points. Ball stolen away. That pressure's hurting now. Adamovich, little looping hook shot. Good. Adamovich with 16, and just like that, it's back up to 14. Almost stolen away again. Williams gets it across the timeline for community. Being double-teamed, nowhere to go, and a timeout called by the Lady Vikings. We'll take one, too. You're listening to Prep, State Farm Prep Basketball. What is it? Yeah, Prep Basketball on WGNS. It's 42-28 Eagleville. We'll be back.
Have a white Christmas with a flocked Christmas tree from Martin's Home and Garden. They have beautiful fresh cut or live Christmas trees.
We have a great selection of poinsettias, all different sizes and colors.
That's Lester at Martin's Home and Garden, open weekdays until 7, where you can also pick out the perfect garland and wreaths and Christmas gifts like wind chimes, homemade treats like jam and local honey.
We wish you a Merry Christmas from all of us here at Martin's Home and Garden, here on Broad Street across from Demas's.
It's time to think about the long, cold winter ahead. This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad Street. Before the cold winter wind blows, be sure to take care of your car. Bring it by and let us check the battery and coolant. We'll do a complete car check, look at tires, wipers, and more to make sure it's safe for the road. That's Todd's Complete Auto Care. We're on Southeast Broad Street, 962-9050. We'll go
the extra mile. Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad, across from Discovery Center.
Come see me.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Welcome back. It's 42-28, and Eagle with the basketball, community with the basketball, and they just turn it over. Knocked out of bounds, however, by Eagle's Hannah Mays. Community made a little run there in the third quarter here, but Eagle's built it back up to 14. 42-28. Winding down the third quarter, and now a foul. On the Lady Eagle, that's Hannah Mays. And throwing it in will be Busby for Community. Over to Ray, and they throw it away. Brittany Levert thought that Busby was going to dig, and she zagged instead. Don't forget to join us for the Ideas Tease Between Games show coming up right after this ball game. Prentice-Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock. It's Girls' Day Out. We'll start off today with Riverdale's John Wild. And that will be followed by Cougar Corner at 11, all from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Northfield Boulevard, Last Castles Highway. And a shot there by McCree as the buzzer sounds. And that's the end of the third quarter. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS. Our score, it's the Eagle Girls 42, Community Girls 28. We'll be back.
This is Amanda at Animal City inviting your family to come do business with my family. You can give the gift of relaxation this year with a wonderful aquarium kit. We have many shapes and styles to suit every budget and taste. And here at Animal City, we have everything that you need to delight the pet or pet lover on your Christmas list this year. You can always give them a gift card from Animal City. You can find us at 919 Northwest Broad Street. That's here in Murfreesboro next to the bowling lanes.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS is brought to you in part by Prentisaw Competing and Air, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, the Smyrna Bowling Center, Bob Parks Realtor, Sunette B, and the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Last Cast and Pike. 42-28 our score here as we start the fourth quarter of play. Eagle has been in top, been on top. Community made a slight run in the third and cut it to 10, but Eagle with two quick baskets, and it's 14 now as we start the fourth. And Brittany Leverett with a long jumper that's good from the foul line. And she has her fourth point. Ball tipped away to the Eagle. Now the Lady Vikings turn to press. We've not seen that much tonight. And it'll be McCree to throw it in. Is it over to Barnes? Over to Adamovich. Great pass to May. May's working one-on-one. Goes up. Blocked. Now it goes off of Hannah's hands. It'll be community's basketball. May's working a little one-on-one, but it was a good job there done by Katie Leverett. Community throwing it in, Busby. Passes it over to Brittany Leverett to Katie Leverett. Oh, this is over the line, and just in time was Ray. 42-30, Eagle. 7:23 to go here in the fourth. Still not a huge lead that they had of 20. Here's a jumper inside by Ray. No good. Coming down with it is Barnes. To McCree. And Adamovich is going to walk it across. And she's taking every second she can over to Mays, right side. Back out. Julia will set it back up. And I think she's going to force them to come out and guard them. And that will work to their advantage, a little one-on-one situation or a little man-to-man coverage. Adamovich passes it over to Barnes. A good hustle by Ray, but and it's knocked off of Barnes' leg. So another turnover for Eagle. One thing about it, with our technical difficulty, I didn't have to see Brian's hand on the turnovers tonight. I think it's gone pretty smoothly, really.
I'm back.
Oh, no. You're not talking. What's good? Just turn that off. 42-30. Wow, it only took you three quarters to figure it out. Good job. Just kidding. I know you've been under pressure. There's a long jumper over there by Stacy. It's a three-pointer. She has six. 42-33, they're in single digits now. Adamovich coming across, bounce pass, stolen away by Leverett. Now stolen away by May. Well, that was close. The lead is nine for Eagle, and still plenty of time here. 6:15 to go in the quarter. They're in the ball game. Adamovich dribbling, gives it out. Now works one-on-one, stop, shoot. She's fouled by Busby, and she went up for the jumper. Free throws, I think, are going to be big here in this fourth quarter, Brian.
Well, going to need to hit them, obviously. I've got to enjoy most of the game here this evening and listening to you right beside of you. But Adamovich is kind of taking control here of what she needs to do, and they're going to foul her. They're going to put her at the foul line. That's who I'd want there.
What they're trying to do, really, I think, clear out the side for too, really, aren't they, offensively?
Well, she has been the offensive muscle tonight, so why not?
Adamovich free throw is good. She hit both big ones. That's 18. 1,000.4, Brian, for the Eagles. Julia Adamovich, I know you got the chance to see the brief ceremony. Very sweet.
It was, and a chance to take some photos, and pretty neat.
And they're going to call a foul, I think. Oh, good. Travel. It was travel. I was afraid they were going to tag somebody with a foul. And it's a turnover for community. That's plagued them all night, and the lead is 11. Nice pass there to May. Working two-on-one, and the ball intercepted, picked up. Nice play by Stacy to deflect it, and now she has the ball and gives it over to Leverett. Brittany Leverett comes out of a double team, and they're going to call Adamovich for reaching in.
They've been trying to make that bounce pass, and I think they're just a touch too late on that, John, and maybe Chris Lynch wants to talk about that.
I think more penetration quite possibly before we make the pass. We're going to take a timeout. 44-33, Eagle girls on top. We'll be back.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
We have, I bet, 20 different backgrounds for inside that you can pick from.
And Alan Loveless has developed his property's secret garden, and the waterfall is gorgeous.
And people think about little ones in their yards, but this is a big one where you can sit on it, you can get under it, and a lot of our couples are getting under the waterfall at the end of this session.
Take a look at the photo galleries at lovelessphotography.com. Loveless Photography, 890-1558. For portraits you'll love, why settle for less?
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we're back here as we start the fourth quarter of with 5:37 to go. And the shot missed by Leverett. 44-33 Eagle. As we mentioned, 5:31 to go in this one. Mays goes up strong, and she's going to be fouled by Katie Leverett. Went up hard, and fourth foul on Leverett. State Farm Prep Basketball brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud Fire, First Bank, Farmer Brothers Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden. Don't try to make up for it now. Three quarters. So Brian and comes in here in the fourth quarter. Are you expecting me to work overtime now? You expecting me to do what we normally do? Free throw good. Yeah. I don't think that's fair, Brian. I'm going to call the union. My phone won't ring. We're using it to broadcast. I am the union. Nobody told me that when I signed a contract. Well, wait a minute. I didn't sign a contract. There's Leverett. She throws it away. Good defense by Eagle. Mays has it underneath. Foul by Stacy. And that's getting to the point about what the community is going to have to do with foul. That pressure, Eagle has really taken advantage of turnovers. But, you know, Brian, I think if they had executed a little better, they probably would have had about 15 more points out of it. Yeah, that third quarter was kind of rough for the Lady Eagles, and at least they've started to right the ship now, and hitting free throws is going to be key. Got to take a timeout. That's community taking one. We'll take one, too. You're listening to Step Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS. Stay with us.
This is Brandon Burks with First Bank Mortgage. Now is the time to refinance or purchase your dream home with rates at historic lows. Just a quick 10-minute call or visit could help you save thousands in interest and even reduce your monthly mortgage payment. Give me a call at 907-5535 or come by and visit me at First Bank on Memorial Boulevard. I look forward to helping you with all your mortgage needs. Call me, Brandon Burks, at 907-5535.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And Hannah Mays at the free throw line and cans another one. She has 17 points tonight and the lead now 47-33. 5:21 to go in the ballgame. Brittany Leverett brings it across the timeline. Partial pressure by Eagle. Double team trap over by Hannah Mays. Lob pass out in the corner to Demumbrium, who just entered, and taken away is McCree. Good play. Mays takes a step. I don't think Hannah agreed with it, but I think she may have taken a step before she actually started to dribble there. The lead is 14. Hannah Mays with 17. Adamovich with 18. The Mumbrim comes out, and coming back in is Busby. And Busby will throw it in. Gets it over to Brittany Leverett, but there's Mays again. Looking for Adamovich. Gets it up, and underneath, a little too far under. This is the layup, and now we have a jump ball. And the possession will belong to Eagle. Brian will have the play-by-play of the boys' game. We really appreciate the hospitality from Eagle tonight. Tools Grocery, Brian, and you just enjoyed a big sirloin steak from there.
It was absolutely great. I want to thank everyone over there for furnishing our dinner tonight. Much appreciated.
Just right off the highway there. You go by the school. Brand new, really. Got a lot of good, fresh meat there. Adamovich, jumper's no good. Gets her own rebound. Softly puts it up. Misses. Tidwell fights for it. And now a foul going to be called. And we will be going to the line. Ashley Tidwell.
John, we want to say congratulations to Oakland coach Thomas McDaniel. He is a father for the very first time today. His wife gave birth to a baby girl, so he'll be wrapped twice. Congratulations to Thomas McDaniel. Yeah, that girl will just have him. He won't know what to do. Tidwell misses both ends, but McCree comes down and walks. Community will throw it in, and still pressure being put on by the Eagles. 4:25 to go in this one. Over to Brittany Leverett, now to Katie Leverett. She gives it over to Ray. Breaks the press. Ray tries to throw it to Katie Leverett, and coming down with it's McCree. Mays has it. Here we go. Mays going to drive all the way in, lays it up, no good. The foul going to be on Busby. Anna Busby, fourth. Kind of Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Oakland leads Lebanon 44-32 in the third quarter on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. And Smyrna leads Ravenwood 41-36 with 6 minutes left to play in that one. Tom Frager of the DNJ and Smyrna Basketball both tweeting those scores out. We'll give those the rest of the night now that we have our technology all in order. And Amaya shoots the first one. And it's good. She has 18. I do know one thing. Anna Mays can hit some free throws. The lead now by 15, and you can kind of see that the Eagleville girls are starting to put this one away a little bit. This is the second shot, and the rebound picked up there by Enzi. Gives it over to Williams, who just checked in. Back to Brittany Leverett. Drives, stops, shoots, 12-footer, rolls, no good, rebound, tipped, going to be community basketball. Tim Miller's here, good friend of ours, and he is the principal at Community Elementary School. And was at Barfield for many years. There's a jumper missed by Enzi. Williams has it, gives it out. Pacey, in trouble, finds a hole, but Adam Ovitz closes it up. Here he comes, Adam Movich with a jumper, runner jumping. Running jumper's no good. Rebound, down with it, Duke. Duke, Barnes, Mays, Adam Movich, and Johnson's in. And Johnson has the ball now. Bounce pass and a push. And going to the line should be Hannah Mays. That may be all if it's on Leverett. And Paige DeMumbrian is going to come in for her. Katie Leverett, a good night, 9 points, as she fouls out with 3:25 in the game. Mays' free throw is good. She has 19. Anna with the second of two. Boy, it's just robotic, isn't it? And they all shoot free throws really well, so that's going to make it very difficult for the Lady Vikings, or Vikings, if you will, to make a comeback. And the ball's intercepted. Adamovich. And I think she fouled before she shot the ball. We'll see. Going to be a lot of trips to the free throw line. That foul on Stacey. Join us for the IDST's Between Game Show coming up. Free throw. Adamovich. Good. In that Oakland game, which they lead 11, and Monica Barrett, 5-3 pointers for the Lady Pats tonight so far. Well, she had a rough game last, you know, we did that game. She struggled. Yeah, but not tonight. And Barnes going to come out, and Parker going to come in for her. You know, Brittany Parker did some cheerleading for Eagle, I believe, and then joined the basketball team late in her eighth grade year. And here she is playing. And pushed out of bounds this time as Mays tries to make the steal. One really neat thing about Eagleville, you know, you can bring some kids up, and like a Middle Tennessee Christian School, they can bring those eighth graders up and after their season is over, and they can really contribute and get 4 good years, really 4.5, if you will, of varsity play. Tell you how much time flies. Brittany, who is a senior, played junior high for my daughter here at Eagle. Free throw is good. Well, that just seems like yesterday. So the free throw is good by Mays. She has 21. And a jump ball is called.
it'll be community basketball. Brooklyn Snell coming in now for Eagleville, as both teams starting to make some substitutions here as we wind down in this girls game. 20-point Eagleville lead with 3:04 to go in the ball game. Mays is going to come out, and what a game she had, 21 points tonight. It'll be hard to pick that Love the Fine Photography player of the game, Brian. I'm going to put that all on you since you got to watch the entire game. Jumper, no good by Enzi. Did you catch that sarcasm? Yeah, okay. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Eagle basketball. Your sarcasm is duly noted. Just wait, you'll have plenty of for the second game for me. Here comes Adam Ovitz. She dribbles through the entire community ball club and passes it and out of bounds off Snell. It'll be community basketball. Also in, if I can get everybody's name in here, Tori Browning is in for Eagleville. Michelle Johnson's out there, Brooklyn Snell, Brittany Parker, and Adamovic. Now I've got to tell you, we've got Hannah Mays with 21 tonight, Adamovic with 20. Adamovic, however, just became the 1,000-point score in Eagleville history. So you make that call tonight on the Love to Find Photography player of the game. And I think I know what your answer is going to be. Free throw is good. By Riley Davis, who just checked in. Just when you think you know someone. No, I know how this is going to go. I know exactly how you're going to go. The diplomat that you are. 53-34. Second one is up. She's soft. Rebound. Picked up. Adamovic. Julia, going to drive, go up, lay up, no good. Rebound, Michelle Johnson. Battles, now taxed, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Eagle basketball. 2:27 to go in this one. It has been pretty much all Eagle. Community cut it to 10 in the third, but long first bank three from Adamovic. You know, I don't even know that she was trying to do that, really. And then she just stole the ball away, and she's got it again, and he's going to drive, put it up, and lays it in. That's a five-point swing right there. She had already made a steal before I could put my marker down. Stacy, is it over to Clark? Back out to Enzi. Lobs it into Demumbrium, and she's going to be fouled by Johnson with 1:56 to go. Well, instead of waiting months for a single offer with a Bob Parks auction, you can get multiple offers in just a matter of weeks. Call Stan Vaught or Bob Buck today at 896-4600 to find out if you have property suitable for auction. Call Bob Buck or Stan Vaught today, 896-4600, for a complete consultation and property review. Put the power of Bob Parks Auction behind your property sale online at bobparksauction.com. And the number hits the first of two, and she misses that one. And coming up with it is Browning. Stops, and she's going to walk. We're under 2 minutes now in this one. 58-35, Eagleville. Enzi going to come out. Taylor Thompson comes in. Try to lob it into the Mumbrium, and rebound is picked up by, or the tip is picked up by Parker. To Snell, now over to Johnson. Top shoot. Puts it off the glass, but she's fouled. She's going to go to the line. State Farm Prep Basketball is brought to you in part by IDSC, Hodge Construction Services, Paleo's Grill on Broad Street. That's Paleo's Grill, Broad Street in Murfreesboro. Find us at Murfreesboro. Jones Car Wash, along with Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing, and Gas, Animal City, Music World, Drummer's Den, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton. Michelle Johnson's first free throw is missed. The second one is up, and it is no good. Rebound to Mumbrim for community. The lead is 23. Thompson gives it off. There it goes to the Mumbrim, back to Thompson, and off her hand. Out of bounds, it'll be Eagleville basketball. And now more subs coming in. Kendra Laird
will come in. Number 44, number 34, Yesenia Guerra. And we also have Bill is still in. And the ball thrown away, this time picked up, and Laird's going to come up with it, and then Community gets it. DeMumbria gets it. Approaching the one-minute mark here in the ball game. DeMumbria looking, being guarded by Guerra. The left side it goes, this time inside DeMumbria. Up with the left hand, good. You know, I think she's going to be a player. Faye DeMumbria has her fifth point. Uses that left hand to her advantage if they can get it to her. 58-37. Brooklyn Snail throws it in. Eagle with the basketball. Now at the minute mark. Guerra with the ball. Looking for someone to give it to. And does. Left side goes to Snail. Takes a couple of dribbles. Stop. Fakes. Shoots. Misses. Rebounds. Picks up this time by Community. Thompson gets it over in the corner. Down low now. To Leverett. So the shot is no good. Rebound Eagle. Going to go all the way in for the basket. It's up. It's no good. Rebound. Picked up this time. Thompson for Community. 23 seconds to go. Eagle going to win this one. 58-37 is the lead. A big home win for them, and a district win is more importantly, Brian.
Well, it is. You've got to win them all in the district, and doing it before Christmas is nice.
In this district, you got to win them early.
Yeah.
Because you play early.
You play a lot of them early.
Chris Lynch will be one of our guests tomorrow morning on the Friend of Softball Feeding and Air Coach's Corner as well. So that'll be good to get his take on this game. Tonight's game on State Farm Prep Basketball brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Poets Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air. Marlin hits the free throw, her first point for the night. Second one is up and good. She's got two. And there's 7 seconds left, and the clock going to run down here. Thompson comes across the timeline, takes the long three, in and out. And will that basket count? It will, as the tip-in is good for Community, and the final score, Eagle Girls win it by a score of 60-39. And we're going to be back with the IDST's Between Games show. Brian Baird will have all the stats for you. We'll have some scores on our Jennington Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard and a few announcements to go along with it as we start this. We're about a midway point of this December schedule here with the State Farm Prep Basketball. We'll be back with more. Stay with us.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time